get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
With us. That's every Wednesday. We'll let you know how you can get all of his shows, all of his information. Blake, we were just having a conversation that came perhaps out of nowhere about what coaches inherit when they get the next job. And Ed had been on the staff at LSU under Les Miles. Obviously, they made a change. He took over. And year four, his fourth year as the head coach, they won the national championship. We know all that. But what kind of roster was it when Ed took over? What did he inherit?
Bill, I mean, from an offensive standpoint, he inherited a roster that was not in the 21st century. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but
right.
big, tall wide receivers that honestly didn't run well in space. Offensive linemen that were, you know, maybe a little, I don't want to say they shouldn't have been in the SEC because some of them played well, but Bill, there's a reason that, you know, Les Miles is a former offensive lineman and didn't have many offensive linemen go to the NFL. They were so run block heavy that they didn't know how to transition to the next level and pass protection. We all know about the quarterback position. Bill, I mean, for let's say from 2011 until 2019, even before 2011, there were some times. LSU was known of the team, at least here, a team in the SEC, that they're a quarterback away and they could never find him.
Right.
And so I think that Ed inherited, from a culture standpoint, one of the worst offenses in the SEC when it comes down to advancing into the 21st century. You know, it's funny, a defensive line coach comes in and spreads the football out and wants to throw the football and get guys in space. From a defensive standpoint, I think that he inherited a decent roster. I think that he had a lot of – I mean, LSU defensively has always had guys that are just absolutely amazing. You know, look at the DBs that LSU's had. I mean, he had Jamal Adams and Grant Delpit at safety at one point, Tre'Davious White, Devin White, for crying out loud. I mean, he inherited a really damn good defense. So where that has kind of regressed a little, the offense has obviously picked up. But I think that right now, Bill, the way that Ed has built this roster going into this season, and you look at the defensive line, I don't remember LSU having a defensive line that's been this deep from start to finish. So he's inherited some good stuff defensively, but offensive, Bill, we always know that was going to be the number one thing that LSU was always struggled in, and he's done a fantastic job in recruiting. And he's taken guys, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Justin Jefferson, Joe Burrow, who was a three-star. He's taken shots on guys offensively, because he knows that what he's saying, and one thing that Ed does never gets credit for that I think is just absolutely crazy is how good he is as a talent evaluator, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So he was able to turn that around pretty quickly.
Blake Ruffino with us, just skipping around, jumping around here. Baseball team swept by Vandy. Now, Vandy's a good team, although Georgia didn't respect them all that much. But LSU goes to Kentucky, look different, look like they had some energy in them.
very, very, a lot more energy. And Jeff from the Borough, Nanana Boo Boo to you, sir. I mean, Bill, you know, it's funny. A week ago today, I said that nobody's going to take two or three out of Vandy. Look what happened. Georgia put it on them. But, yeah, they got some life in them. I mean, look, LSU fans aren't going to allow this to go on with their baseball team. They're not going to allow losing. I think that this team has had a lot of pressure to do well. And I know, talking about offense, Paul Maneri finally put an offensive lineup out on the field, and they started scoring runs and hitting the football, hitting the ball. So, yes, guys were at the plate. Guys were doing a lot better at letting the ball get deep into the plate and taking the ball the opposite way. Kay Beloso, you know, one thing that in today's game, everybody wants to pull the ball. Sometimes you got to sit back and let the ball get deep and take the ball the opposite way. And they did really well at hitting. Got a good South Carolina team coming into town, so we'll see how they do there. But I was really impressed how good they did hitting the ball this weekend.
Somebody apparently hypnotized Georgia's baseball team into thinking they're playing football against Vandy, the way they hit them. In the two games they won, they outscored them 23-3 or something.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if Kirby Smart had something to do with it. I know Georgia Dog ain't gonna like that too much, but it wouldn't surprise me if Kirby. Bill, I watched that game. I thought Rock. I mean, Rocker just got absolutely. You know, I hate to say it. You know what's crazy to me is that it seems as if that something's a little off with him. I don't know what it is. I noticed it in the LSU series, but I don't know if something's a little off of them. But they just play with hair on fire, and that's what confidence does for you. They went in there confident as heck, and they take two or three. I was surprised that they played as well as they did. And look, that just goes to show you the baseball in the SEC. You're going to get clipped if you're not paying attention.
One thing I noticed, and he's throwing 93, 94, but he doesn't look like he has bite on his fastball. His other stuff's fine, but and the pitcher that they trot out after him, Mr. Leiter, who's 5 inches shorter and 50 pounds lighter, has much more bite on his fastball, if you'll notice. Wow.
You know, Bill, the funniest quote I've heard in a long time is my cousin, who was a closer at Southern Miss and is a pitching coach now. He said that might be, and he's making a joke, but he said that Leiter, we were watching the game, and Leiter threw a 92, 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And he said that's the fastest 93-mile-an-hour fastball in the history of baseball. And I asked him to emphasize what he meant there. It's that Leiter has such a crazy spin rate on his fastball, which makes him so hard to pick up what's coming out of his hand, where then you go into Kumar Rocker, where, yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a little bite that's coming off his fastball. Is he trying to go longer in the game? Is he not trying to put all the velocity and everything he's got into to his pitches? Is he trying to take it off, and is that hurting him? But Leiter's spin rate is insane, and why it's difficult for guys to pick up on it. I know that Cade Doty, the guy that, you know, finally was able to get a hit, the home run off of him, he said that, you know, it took him at least 15 pitches to be able to figure out what he was doing. And until then, you know, LSU, arguably LSU's best hitter so far this season, needed to go through three at-bats, which would then get you into seven innings, if not further, before he can pick up anything. So I thought that was really interesting that most, you know, we've talked to people and they said that his spin rate is just insane, talking about Leiter.
Well, let everybody know how they can get your information. Has everything in general, at least for the last week at LSU, simmered down a little bit? Just the constant controversy and whatever it might be popping up.
Oh, I know one thing. I hope so, at least for now. You know, for the fans that don't, you know, like LSU or don't follow LSU or whatever, just to give a frame of reference, I mean, we've had media members here locally calling for Ed Orgeron's head when Ed Orgeron's not even the face of some of this that's going on around LSU. You know, LSU was sued, Bill, for $50 million in a Sharon Lewis lawsuit, and then they're saying fire Ed Orgeron when Ed Orgeron's not even the lawsuit. We had a guy from The Advocate, which is a local newspaper here, who made Ed Orgeron the face of a basketball basketball FBI investigation and said that Ed Orgeron took a bribery from Raising Cane's. Will Wade's under investigation from the FBI. They're still poking around. For whatever reason, Ed Orgeron from some local media outlets has taken an absolute beating over the last 2 weeks. I have my suspicions as to why, but no one's really coming out and saying why. So all this is going on with LSU. Ed Orgeron, quite honestly, has been the face of it. But when you take a step back and you look, Gloria Scott case, we have audio tape that she tried to extort Ed Orgeron and LSU for money. So you have that there. Sharon Lewis, she sues everybody in the athletic department, even the new AD, Scott Woodward, but she doesn't sue Ed Orgeron. That's a little telling. And then you continue to go on, and then there's more articles and articles and articles about Ed Orgeron that doesn't make sense. Bill, they're saying the man's under an FBI investigation and don't even mention Will Wade. I don't know what's – you know, it's a little thing going on right now, Bill, that happened to Ed at USC. He wasn't the face of the country club. And these people in Louisiana, they win a national title sometimes. And, look, I love my people. And I love LSU, but just because you won a national title in 2019 doesn't mean anything, because you got smoked last season. Like, you, Ed Orgeron is one of your own. So, Bill, they need to be careful of what they're wishing for, because the last time they ran off a coach, we got beat by Troy. And, I don't like Les Miles any more than anybody else. I'm glad he got fired, to be honest. But still, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. So, yeah, it's kind of simmered down, but you still have the USA Today. Bill came out with another article, which makes it number 20. I don't understand what's going on here. Maybe I need to gain some more experience or find out more of what's going on, but I don't get the attack on Ed Orgeron.
Tell everybody how they can watch your shows.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, AYS Sports across the board. Please go to our YouTube channel, subscribe. We're taking a tour around the SEC. We'll be doing some Arkansas coming up this week, and then we'll continue to go around the SEC to follow your teams and get ready up for the upcoming season. So AYS Sports on Twitter and Facebook as well, and go hit the like and subscribe.
Good stuff. We'll see you next week, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good day.
Blake Ruffino joins us every Wednesday and is always excellent. Here's what we've got, y'all. We are clear the rest of the way. That's right. We are free. We can go any way the wind wants to push us. Doesn't matter. We can go there. 615-844-5600. If you would like to dial us up on Twitter at Billis King, and you can email the show, BillisKing7@gmail.com. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. A lot of rubbernecking going on as they drive by this crash here on Ellington Parkway southbound here at Trinity Lane. The right lane is still blocked. We're looking at it live right now, so it's a little slow trying to filter down through here on Ellington Parkway right now. They're just filling out paperwork where a car caught fire. Earlier, it jumped the guardrail, went down an embankment on 24 eastbound off-ramp at OHB out there south of town in Antioch. That is still closed on that ramp. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up May 12th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
Yeah, I'm going to take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Napa Know-How.
Get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $26.48. They're like the only couple you don't mind inviting over. They help you with your car, they save you money, and they never display their affection publicly. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee, our premier veteran-owned and operated exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Visit USO.org to see how you can send a military care package today. This message is from Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee. For roofing, siding, gutter, storm damage, restoration, insurance claims, and more, call today at 615-956-5775. Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email PhyllisKing7, that's number 7, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, PhyllisKing7 at gmail.com.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Widespread panic, much better than the Beatles. Let's see what that gets started today on the show. That's a hell of a song. That's all I know. You know how I talk about Twitter, and as it applies to the show, I love it. The extra interaction it allows, and it adds to the show. I love it. Your interaction is a beautiful thing for our ecosystem on Twitter. And, of course, people have been able to call in shows for many, many decades now. But Twitter, relative to communication, is new compared to call-ins, right? People calling in the show, which we encourage, too. And like I've told you, this show or anybody's show, doesn't matter. A very small percentage of the audience actually calls in. Most are not comfortable. They don't, maybe they're nervous. Very few just find that, no worries, I'll call in. That's a very small percentage. Twitter. Now, again, I don't know what percentage of the audience tweets this show. It's probably a very small percentage, but the interaction is wonderful. But here's some stats. Only 7% of Americans, period, use Twitter. Now, again, that's not radio show specific. Of all the people in America, only 7% use Twitter. Of that 7%, only 52% of that 7% with a profile never tweet. So 52% of that 7% that has a profile, they never tweet. That means all tweets come from about 3.36% of the population. So I've told you, love Twitter as it applies to the show. Love it. But in the other areas, like the politics and the socialism stuff and all of that, it's disgusting. It is absolute. The Corona Bros, it's absolutely disgusting. That's just a little lesson as what percentage that actually is. It's thought to be. It's actually a really good tool for the other group because it's thought to be a magnificent, huge group. It's not. It's a very tiny group. But they have a big voice on there. I give them credit for that. No, I give them credit. Have a very, very big voice. And it looks way bigger. It's magnified way more than you would think. It is. Couple things here, and then we will get the phone call. Jim in Jupiter, Bill, a question. Who would you rather have, Kirby Smart, who isn't a great on-the-field head coach but is a very good recruiter, or Mullen, who is one of the best on-the-field coaches but does not recruit at an elite level? Boy, that's a good one. That's a very good question. I'm going to go against the grain. I've always told you the head coach matters more than anything else, including the personnel. You need really good personnel to go with the head coach, but if your head coach isn't right, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go with Kirby Smart, and that's not to demean Mullen. I think Mullen's a very good coach. But I'm going to go with Kirby Smart. I think his future is still better than Mullen's, where he's at. Mainly because of what you brought up. Mullen is not going to be, at least to date, an elite recruiter. He's a good recruiter. He's a good developer. That's also an art form that's hard. But I'm going to go with Kirby Smart on this one. I may be against the grain a little bit. We'll see. Last time they played, Mullen whooped them pretty good. But I'm going to go with Kirby Smart for now, until proven otherwise. That is not, again, to look into the future and say Mullen has got a crappy future in Florida. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I think Kirby's future is better. And if Kirby Smart had the Florida job, their recruiting would be, I mean, University of Florida is just as geographically advantaged and privileged as Georgia is. And both are in excellent locations to get unlimited players, literally. Unlimited. And Kirby would do a better job. If you switched it up, Kirby would do a better job at Florida recruiting than Mullen would. And Mullen would not do as good a job at Georgia recruiting as Kirby would. So I'm going to go against the grain. The head coach counts the most. I still like Kirby Smart's future better. That'd be my answer. That's a very good question. That made me like on the Beverly Hillbillies. I had to cipher a little bit there. I had to sit down and cipher. Wayman down in Lovely. Speaking of the red clay of Georgia. Wayman, what's up?
How you doing, Bill?
We are doing quite well, sir.
Good. I don't know if you heard the news or not. You said anything about it this morning, but Valdosta got kicked to the curb yesterday. They fined the school $7,500 forfeited all the games they won this year, and they will not get to play in the playoffs this coming fall.
Yeah, that hit the AJC, I believe, yesterday. Somebody linked it on the show. We mentioned it. And Rush Probst, now that's not new news on Rush. He's been suspended. I don't, again, I'm not in Valdosta, but I don't see any way he gets reinstated. Do you?
No, I don't either. Not as good a program as that's been over the years.
Somebody ran the stat. They have 29 state, is it 24, 29? It's, I think it's 24. 24 state championships, which is a ridiculous number historically.
Right.
And their 900-something wins is the most in America at a high school.
Yeah. You, back in the day, just about in that class, they were state champs every year.
That was the great Nick Hyder. The incredible Nick Hyder all those years. And we were talking about him, heck, in the late 80s and early 90s back then.
Yeah, he's growing big down there on them South Georgia farms down there.
Oh, so many players down there. I mean, it's not just Atlanta. It's South Georgia is loaded with talent.
Yep, that's right. That's why a lot of them used to go to Florida State from over down to Moultrie, down that way.
Bobby Bowden and his staff took incredible advantage of that. They really did. They reached up in there. And that's not at all far from Tallahassee. So they dipped up in there and got some incredible talent.
Yeah. You need to come do a road trip up at the new Army Hotel at the Battery at SunTrust Park or Truist Park, whatever they call it now.
We were planning. We had talked to Todd about that a couple of years ago. We were going to do that, and then, of course, this last year hit. But that's not out of the question. I don't know when and exactly we'll get that done, because we're not even at the back to the Omni in Nashville yet doing live shows there. But that's a possibility.
The governor of Georgia, as of the day before yesterday, opened up everything in Georgia. So bars and everything like that are wide open now.
Right. That's a possibility. So, yeah, that's a possibility.
But they got a rooftop bar up right beside the swimming pool. It's 582 feet from home plate.
Wow.
That'd be a great show for you.
I hear that place is incredible. I have not been there, but I've heard from folks it's a wonderful facility.
Right, yeah. All right, but I just checking, making sure you heard that about Russ Probst. You know, I got up late this morning, so I didn't know.
No worries, Wayman. Stay in touch, buddy.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
I was watching. It was a podcast. And back to Wayman. You if you know the show, if you've got history of the show, you probably know Wayman. Wayman lives in Georgia, is a huge high school football fan. He's a huge Alabama fan, too. And Wayman is blind. I was watching, it was a Joe Rogan podcast, and he was with a doctor/scientist. He always has interesting, I'd love to have those same conversations, too. On the show. And this particular doctor said that in the very near future, they will be able to take blind people with an injection, I believe straight to the eyeball, and make them see again. Now, again, I don't have all the specifics. I could give you the exact quote science behind it. He said that they're doing this in mice now, and it's working incredibly well. No matter what the eye issue is. And now, I don't know, this podcast may be within the last year. Some of these are reruns. And Rogan, as you know, has relocated to Texas from California. But, matter of fact, I was watching that just a little brief clip yesterday, but I was amazed by that. But that's, yeah, hopefully that's true. Yeah, hopefully that's true. Tennessee Insurance Dog this morning checking in. on the show, Wednesday edition. We are guest-free the rest of the way, by the way. Says, Bill, as of today, are you talking about the Fighting Dabos or the Harry Dog game? Oh, the Clemson George game's come up a bunch. That is... Now, we thought the Alabama-Florida State opener a couple of years ago was the opener of the ages, right? It wasn't. It wasn't much. Florida State's quarterback goes out. It's not very competitive, the game. Jimbo, obviously, after that, maybe before that, but certainly about then, which started noticing, look like this is going to happen, meaning Jimbo's got to go. Jimbo's not happy. He's fighting. It's a meltdown at Florida State. So that opener did not live up to all the weeks and months leading up to it where we talked about it as maybe certainly the highest ranked two teams to open up a season and what that could mean. And maybe that's just the preview of a game that happens again in the playoffs. Obviously, none of that occurred. It was a one-sided game. And Jimbo moved on to Aggie country. Clemson, Georgia has a chance to be a fantastic opener. One of the best openers we've seen. Now, Brad has told us several times he believes Vegas will handicap that somewhere between 4 and 6 points, Clemson's favorite. But that is Tennessee insurance dog. That is a potentially awesome opener or early season, you know, early season matchup. It really is. I'm excited about it. One more here and then we'll get a call, or we may have to wait through because we're about to break. But Jeff too says, Bill, for those did not see it, it would be well worth your time to go back and watch last night's Are You Serious broadcast. Blake had on an awesome conversation with Kevin Hagan. For those who listen to the show daily, it was outstanding, as you may imagine. Yeah, I knew Kevin. I saw Kevin talking about being on that, and I didn't get to see it. I think I was lost in the Vandy boys. Vandy boys were playing Eastern Kentucky. I think I had that on Roku. Was watching that. And I was watching Joe Rogan and a scientist talk about restoring one's eyesight. Yeah, he said just an injection. He thinks in the next couple of years that's going to be possible. Was the prediction. Do we have time? Tim and Old Hickory, what's up, sir?
Hey, Bill, how are you today?
Good morning, sir.
I'll go real quick. First off, I agree with you 1,000% on what you said about Twitter. That's probably the best explanation of Twitter I've ever heard, outside of Mike Gundy's rant a couple years ago.
That's right.
Real quick on UT, I want to talk about the guys that are suspended, specifically the Beasley kid who got suspended for the animal cruelty. And it looks like, I think we can probably guess, that these guys are all going to be reinstated sometime after spring practice. But for something with extenuating circumstances like that, like animal cruelty, don't you think the fans deserve some sort of explanation other than he's been reinstated? Don't you think Heupel should come out and say, this is why we reinstated him and this is what we did? And I just want to get your opinion on that. You have a great day.
Yeah, and we could expound on it. Here's my stance. And again, I'm not the head coach. If I'm running an organization and anybody is involved in animal cruelty, you will not be involved in my organization. That kid will not be back on my team if I'm coaching Tennessee, period. I don't give a damn. That is a no-go. That is a despicable thing to do. And you would not be on my team. Case closed. No conversations about it. It's over. All right, we'll take the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Looking better there on Ellington Parkway coming southbound at Trinity Lane where we had that earlier crash. Over in Brentwood, they're still gathered up on the scene of that wreck at OHB at Hardstone Lane. Gallatin Pike at Berkeley Drive in Madison. That wreck should be out of there in just a few minutes. They got one more vehicle to move. Hey, true friends, moving company is now hiring. Call today, 615-240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa, you don't need to be a magician to pull 20% savings out of thin air. All you need is a bucket. Yep, you can magically save on three or more items with a $2.99 Napa bucket. So use whatever magical catchphrase you want, like Abraca Bucket or Alaka Savings or Bippity Boppity Bucket, and save 20% today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating locations, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 4/30/21.
Golfers, tee it up this year at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the hottest new arrivals from TaylorMade. Introducing the new Sim 2 drivers, featuring a forged ring construction, unlocking a new dimension of distance and optimal forgiveness. Now with three drivers to fit any golfer's needs. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: mostly cloudy, highs near 67. Tonight, cloudy, showers likely, lows near 42. Sunshine for Thursday, high 65. Sunny on Friday, high 66. Cloudy Friday night, lows near 45. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
What's going on in Tennessee with high bull, meaning who's suspended, who's good? Well, I see the suspended list, but who's going to be reinstated and all that. But anybody involved in animal cruelty is not welcome on my team, meaning if I was the head coach at some school. That would not happen. Just saying. That would not be happening on my watch. Now, I'll say this. I was thinking about it. I do think Tennessee this season, and they lost a lot to the transfer portal, two really good running backs, and perhaps looks like still that Henry To'o probably won't be back. That's kind of quiet. Isn't that kind of weird? That's kind of quiet right now, because if everything was cleared, quote, he'd already beat another school. He's an outstanding player. He wouldn't be just seemingly appearing to be in limbo right now. That kid can play for any team in America, number 11. But I do think that the one part of Tennessee's whole problem, and they have lots of problems, but the main problem this last year was the offense was clueless. The quarterback play, the quarterback decisions by the coaches, everything about it was broken. You don't have to even know a lot about football to see it. It was broken. They had no idea what they're doing. And the insistence to stay with Jarrett Garantano like they did was absolutely asinine. Absolutely ridiculous. I do think under Heupel that will get a lot better pretty quick. Now, again, I'm not saying that's going to matter and they're going to have some record that's a lot better. They might not. And, again, we don't even know what the NCAA is going to do. NCAA hasn't concluded their investigation into Tennessee. Tennessee may self-impose a bunch of stuff to get out in front of this, which they probably will. And that might include a postseason. And postseason for them isn't even guaranteed anyways. They're probably not good enough to be in the postseason. Go ahead and self-impose. We're not we're going to dock ourselves a small bowl game. Go ahead and get out in front of it, perhaps. Because it's arguable that they're even good enough to get to six wins. Playing the lesser teams on their schedule, getting wins out of those games. It's debatable whether they're good enough to even do that. But I do think the offensive side of the ball will look better than it has the last couple of years under incredibly poor leadership at Tennessee. Heupel is an offensive mind that's a lot better than what Tennessee had. It's unclear as to what that will mean big picture. I get that part. We don't know. A lot of people are skeptical about the hire overall. 614 Rob. Bill, anybody who commits animal cruelty deserves a life sentence without parole. Wouldn't bother me at all. I don't know what all the laws are, but animal cruelty, that's one of the most heinous, disgusting things that anybody, I can't even imagine what you would want to, what your mental state would be to do something like that. I can't imagine it. It happens some, but I cannot imagine it. Perry Mason says, Bill, good guy. You know what? I didn't even see this game. I know Florida State and Florida was playing in baseball on Tuesday night, and I didn't keep up with it. He said, good game last night, Florida State, walk-off homer for Florida to win the game. So there you go. There's the news. I did not know what had happened in that game. I was not keeping up. I planned on keeping up with several of the baseball games, midweek games last night, and I didn't. I didn't. I was too busy. I came up with a pasta, chicken, bell pepper. I was working on dinner, and I got all excited about that. So it took me away from my college baseball concentration. Nonetheless. Yeah, so Perry, thank you for that. I had no idea. I hadn't even thought about that. I knew they were playing because it came up yesterday on the show, but I did not track the game, so I had no idea what was going on. Perry Mason, regarding that question earlier about from Jim and Jupiter, who would you take, Kirby Smart or Dan Mullen? And Perry says, Bill, doesn't it say something about Bolcutt versus Cousin Eddie that we are comparing these two when Bolcutt has been driving a supermodel for years? Just think the 4-11 may have cost him a natty on the field, and on the field coaching does matter. Yeah, it does. No. I am always a proponent about the head coach is the most important, but in this case, I do think that Kirby is a better coach than the critics think or say he is, and he's clearly a better recruiter than Dan Mullen. Any way you want to cut it. If you took Dan Mullen and Kirby Smart and you dropped them off in, let's say, a downtown city, you know, city downtown, and you told both of them, you get on one side of that road, you get on the other. I want you to walk down and go in each business and sell them. Try and sell them. Try and get them to advertise with you. Kirby would kill Mullen, okay? Yeah, just a random city. Drop them off. go in there, it's either sell or recruit. It doesn't matter which one it is. Do a, you know how they do on these channels on cable? They'll have some kind of contest or something, and they'll run it, and everybody watches it. Kirby would win a billion to nothing. Mullen's not very personable. If you don't know him, he's not.
Good morning. Looking better there on Ellington Parkway coming southbound at Trinity Lane where we had that earlier crash. Over in Brentwood, they're still gathered up on the scene of that wreck at OHB at Hardstone Lane. Gallatin Pike at Berkeley Drive in Madison. That wreck should be out of there in just a few minutes. They got one more vehicle to move. Hey, true friends, moving company is now hiring. Call today, 615-240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin, that paired with a cup of coffee is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2, Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
All right. Let's get back into this a little bit, this Mullen-Kirby Smart thing. First of all, let's go Dan Mullen. That's my main notation right here, right now. Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen is an outstanding on-the-field coach. He is an outstanding quarterback developer. He's an outstanding coach identifying quarterbacks. I'm not saying he's not a pretty good recruiter. He's just not elite. But he can take quarterbacks, different shapes and sizes, different skill sets. And he has the unique ability to translate what that means for his team. Seen him do it all these years. He's done an outstanding job with that. But at Florida, you should be recruiting like Ohio State, Clemson, and Alabama do. There's no excuse for that. And they don't. They just don't. And that's a problem. Ultimately, when we're talking about the highest of levels, that is a problem. Here's the other thing about Mullen. Mullen is not the guy you see on camera where he can turn on the charm. Mullen is behind the scenes, to some, not a very likable guy. Okay? And that's just a fact. And I think that might be one of the problems, slightly, in recruiting for him. He's just not. I know at Mississippi State, I heard people there, Bill, this guy don't talk to anybody. This guy is rude. This guy is arrogant. This guy is full of himself. Now, again, he's a good coach. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But there are some characteristics there that have been known, if you know now, about Mullen that don't necessarily sell. Ultimately, and those would be a few of them. Again, the guy's going to do a good job at Florida. I don't think he wins a natty there. He's not on a trajectory to win a natty there. And I don't see anything changing. He'll have them pretty good for as long as he's coaching there. But he's going to fall short in the personnel department against the Alabamas, against the Georgias. And yes, I saw the last time they played. I saw that. I mean, doesn't mean you lose every game to them, but most of the time you're going to lose to those rosters if you keep recruiting like Mullen's recruiting, which is good, but it's not great. So Mullen's not the smiling, slap you on the back, good buddy that he looks like sometimes to the media. He's not like that in the behind-the-scenes real life. And I personally don't have a problem with Mullen. Every time I run into him, and it's been a while, but when I would run into him, he'd say, me and my wife love listening to the show, and we really love it when you speculate on where I may be coaching next. This is when he was at Mississippi State. Remember the Miami job had come open, and maybe they would pursue him. Remember all that? He said, we get a kick out of that. And I thought that was funny. I've had some good times with Mullen. I don't personally have an issue with him, but I know a lot of people that personally don't like him, okay, that work around him and with him. And that's going to be a problem. He's never going to change who he is. Okay, here's a little tip. Top Water Assassin says, Bill, by the way, I was just looking. If you've got some Tesla right now, you're going to be happy this morning, unless we get an abrupt reversal. Tesla's starting to run hard, y'all. Just keep an eye on it. Might breach 800 today. Top Water Assassin says, Bill, Coinbase is going public today. The symbol is COIN, like coin. He says, Bill, do you plan on buying? If not, keep an eye on it. You're about to see something crazy. A bold prediction. It'll be bigger than Amazon. You know what? I'll watch that today. I wasn't even thinking about that today. I had a few others I was looking at, but I will. No, I will take that under advisement. My two boys, my oldest boys, one's 22, one's 21. They are into the market, and they do well. And they, I think both of them had Tesla yesterday, options, and did well with them. Now he says he thinks this is going to be bigger than Amazon. But by the way, Top Water Assassin, what is the prediction that the opening share number will be? What's the prediction there? Usually IPOs. At least my experience, maybe this is not historic, but at least the way I see it, first day they start up and then they go up. And then after that first day, they settle back down a little bit. Now, not every one of them, but that's the ones I always look at, you know, from time to time. Seems like the first day everybody's excited, runs up a little further than people perhaps thought. And then over the next week, people try and buy in and it starts going down, actually. And then it settles and kind of finds a solid foundation and then works up or down from there. That one will be fun to watch. I will put that into the onto the list. But yeah, what's the opening share value predicted to be? I'd like to have somewhat of an idea there. Allen in Tampa. Bill, the bleep holes who ride around with dogs in the back of their truck are the worst. Well, I mean, I don't know. Is that considered? I mean, if the dog is used to that and they can't endanger themselves, I guess if you have to hit the brakes really hard, that would be bad. Anything that is harmful to animals is just, it's the almost the ultimate disgust for me. I cannot imagine it. I can't imagine in my mind thinking that being cruel to animals is a good thing. I'm not talking about you hunters out there. I'm talking about somebody just willfully abusing a dog or a cat or something. I just can't get that. It's disgusting, to say the least. Hour 3 coming up, obviously.